Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go, Papa! Football Friday. Went long with Ira Winderman in the last segment, but it was understandable. We had a lot to cover.
Oh, yeah. We were swamped.
Had to find out if Magic Jack was still in existence. Jamie Eisenberg is the fantasy football guru for CBS Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at Jamie Eisenberg, and he joins us to answer your fantasy football questions, at least a few of them, and then I usually ask him some silliness as well, and Jamie is there. Hello, Jamie.
I can't imagine what the silliness is going to be today.
Oh, I don't even know anymore. This has been one hell of a show. Am I lying?
No.
We have had a hell of a show. Let me get to the calls real quickly here because it's a full board of calls that have fantasy football questions. And Lucky the Bookie, our friend, is the first caller on the line. Hello, Lucky the Bookie.
Oh, Lucky the Bookie.
I got this guy.
I got a PPR. I need one. Tariq Cohen, Allen Robinson, or Sony Michel. Take the over on the Steelers, Seahawks.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. He gives us picks over on the Steelers and Seahawks.
You put his picks in too?
Hey. You better not be betting with him, Hawk. That's my money.
His name is Lucky.
I don't think he might be lying to us.
I like Allen Robinson the best of that trio. Tariq Cohen makes me a little bit nervous because I think game flow is going to matter for him. And Sony Michel should be great. They're playing the Miami defense because they have no D.
Rashad Jones is out, by the way. And who else? Albert Wilson is out, by the way.
Yeah, it could be a great game for Sony Michel, you know, South Florida kid, but he just doesn't catch the ball very much, so if he doesn't score, he could be a little bit limited.
Hey, do you gamble on games at all, or do you pay attention to the lines? Because the spread is like 19, 19 and a half. Where would you lean on Sunday for Dolphins-Patriots?
I mean, you know, it's one of those things where I think they could, you know, not take their foot off the gas. I was listening to your interview with Ben Volen the other day, and I think he's right. You know, they've had such a house of horrors here in South Florida in terms of the Patriots and Tom Brady and that. You know, he's been, in terms of Bill Belichick, you know, kind of embarrassed a little bit by some of his proteges beating him before. So I could see them just, you know, doing whatever they want to and covering the spread.
Hey, Jamie, is there any Dolphin you would even think about starting or putting on your team right now?
If you play in a punter league, Matt Hack would be great.
Get a lot of attempts. A lot of attempts. Carlos in Miami, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg. Carlos?
He's on Iris phone.
Alex in Hialeah, you're on with Jamie.
Yeah, I need one, guys. James Washington, Miles Sanders, or Deion Lewis.
Sanders. I'll take Deion Sanders.
I'll take Deion Sanders, too. Yeah. I think, you know, of that group, Miles Sanders is probably the one who's going to touch the ball the most. So I would lean that way. I think last week was a little frustrating from the usage standpoint for him because they got down 20-7 at halftime to the Redskins, which was a surprise. They could have the same situation playing in Atlanta, but I think they'll still use Miles Sanders more, so I like him the best.
Alex, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports.
Yes, hi. Hi, me. Hola, and happy new season. I have two contenders. I need one of the two for Mike Biamonte, either splash, that's the money shot, or bang, 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 bang.
Which one's better from Mike Biamonte, public address announcer for the Miami Heat?
You got to go bang, 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 right?
Mark in Tamarack, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
I have a spot available. I have five people.
Mark, I hate to break it to you, Mark. We cannot hear a single thing you're saying. Ray in Davie, you're on with Jamie.
I need two PPR running backs, Giovanni Bernard, Devontae Freeman, Philip Lindsay, or Carlos Hyde.
I think Freeman's the one that you can count on the most. The other one is going to depend on, obviously, Joe Mixon, and he returned to practice on Friday. So
If Mixon, for whatever reasons, that was only a walkthrough, so if he doesn't play, then Giovanni Bernard's the easy answer. If Mixon does play, then just play Philip Lindsay as the second guy.
Josh, in Miami, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I got two. Who should I start? Nick Chubb or Eckler? And I got DeSean Jackson or Devontae Adams. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm still going to stick with Adams. I know it's a tough matchup against Minnesota, but it's their first home game for the Packers, and he's the more talented player. So while DeSean was great last week and could be good, I still stick with Adams in that comparison. I think Nick Chubb's going to have a monster game Monday night, especially if C.J. Mosley and Quinnen Williams are out. You'll find that out Saturday. Eckler should be good, but there's so many guys missing for the Chargers right now. Going into Detroit could be a little bit tough against that defensive front.
Scott, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg. Go ahead, Scott.
Jamie, what do you think about Josh Allen, not only for this week, but like going forward based off of the Bills' schedule? Do you think he's a viable number one QB?
I'm playing him in about three leagues this week. So, yeah, I do think he's not necessarily at the level of what I would call a number one QB, but a good streaming option. You mentioned the schedule this week against the Giants. They couldn't stop the Cowboys last week. And then this week, next week, he gets the Bengals. So we'll see how the Bengals defense comes out of this game against San Francisco. But, yeah, I think the schedule sets up nicely. They improved the offensive line. They improved the receiving core. I like the fact that he ran the ball 10 times last week. So he's definitely in that conversation to be a useful starting quarterback.
Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru, CBS Sports. You've seen that the Miami Heat are going to play in a newly named arena because the American Airlines name will be taken off it this season.
I've heard.
Okay, yes. You tell me which one you prefer. You're the decider here. Bang Brothers BBC Center or just the old BB&T Center?
Oh, I mean, Bang Brothers. Come on. You got a lot of fun with that. With a player on your team named Bam? Come on, you got to go that way.
These are potential names, potential sponsors for the new Miami Heat Arena or the newly named Miami Heat Arena. Sazon Completa Arena or Pollo Tropical Palace on Biscayne Boulevard?
I think Pollo Tropical Palace would be fun.
All right, very good. Joe's Stone Crab Stadium or Prime 112 Arena?
Can you do Joe's Stone Crab Stadium with Prime 112 something inside the building?
Can you take both? Nick Chubb and I'm trying to think of another running back, Philip Lindsay? No, you've got to choose one or the other.
Well, that's what DFS is for. You can do whatever you want. But yeah, I can.
La Carreta Center or Versailles Arena?
La Carreta Center.
All right. Funky Buddha Stadium or Robert Is Here Center?
Funky Buddha Stadium.
Robert Is Here is that milkshake place down in Homestead that everybody lines up at. It's just called Robert Is Here. Have you been there?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing, right? People line up for hours to get a milkshake. Yeah. Runway 84 Stadium or Dania Hailai Arena?
Dania Hailai Arena.
Yeah, man. I go there every game. Rustic Inn Arena or Maikai Stadium?
Rustic Inn Arena.
All right, now decide. These are actual past stadiums here. You tell me which one was better. Pro Player Stadium or Landshark?
Pro Player.
Joe Robbie Stadium or Dolphin Stadium?
Joe Robbie.
Yeah, Joe Robbie. People still call it Joe Robbie. Yeah. You have that shirt, don't you, that says I still call it Joe Robbie?
Yes, I do.
Sun Life Stadium or Hard Rock Stadium?
Hard Rock Stadium.
Of course. Remember the Sun Life? It was a couple seasons at Sun Life Stadium. Miami Arena or the Hollywood Sportatorium?
The Hollywood Sportatorium.
Marlins,
I think I saw a wrestling match there one time.
Marlins Park or the Orange Bowl?
The Orange Bowl.
Of course. All right. I gave you an easy one there. You have any more time? You have a question? There's a whole bunch of callers, but I'm out of time. Do you have any questions, Solana? I know you snuck in your own fantasy question last week.
Yes, I do. I need one, Jamie. PPR, Duke Johnson, or I don't know. I forgot my team. Never mind.
Hey, man, I'm about to say, don't talk all slow.
I like Duke Johnson this week. I don't know who you're comparing him to, but I mean,
you have a question.
I got a small one, Jamie. Somebody that jumped on the scene, one of these rookies, or somebody that came out in week one that you think's a legit player on your team this season.
I mean, the obvious one is T.J. Hockenson. That was just awesome to see the way he beat up that Cardinals defense. And, you know, just the usage was fantastic. And I think it's something that could continue at a weak position. You know, a lot of people looking at these rookie receivers and can they keep it up. Marquise Brown was, you know, the star with, you know, four catches, 147 yards and two touchdowns. I think he's still scoring on the Dolphins. But he's on a team that, you know, has a need Same thing with Terry McLaurin, you know, the rookie receiver for the Redskins. They have a need. You know, there's just no number one receiver there. So those two rookies in particular can still be very good for their respective receiving corps.
Somebody texts in, it's not guru. You sound like a bleep. I can't say what he wrote. And then I just texted him back, guru. It rhymes with screw you.
You tickle yourself, boy.
It's Football Friday. I mean, it's Football Friday.
You know, you and Pete Briscoe are very similar in that you laugh about the text or the things that you write to other people before you actually say them because you enjoy your humor so much.
I do. I couldn't wait to respond to him. It's not guru. You sound like blah, blah, blah. And I don't know what he's expecting back, if anything, but I guarantee you it's not. Yeah, it is. It's guru. Rhymes with screw, screw you. I know he's not expecting that. Yes, Solana, you've come up with something?
No, I'm sorry. I remember now. Duke Johnson, Chris Thompson, or Alshon Jeffrey. I need one.
I like the setup for Chris Thompson. You know, Darius Geis is out, and I think the Cowboys are going to put up a big number on Washington, and they're chasing points. So I think it's a good setup for Chris Thompson this week.
Jamie Eisenberg, he is a fantasy football guru for CBS Sports. Thanks, Jamie.
Yeah, screw you. See you later.
Well done by him.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.